Hello, Mixed Nutcases. This is Nuke Joss, and I've got another nutty chat for you for the dog days of podcasting. With me today, I've got James Durham. Hi, James.
Yay!
Hello. James here.
Oh, there we go. We got the voice.
No, not the voice. The voice.
It's not the full Art Blanchard voice, but the voice. So James is an author, a podcaster, a musician, a movie maker. Is there anything you don't do?
I am trying to get into juggling, but I can only do two balls right now, but I'm going to move to three soon. So
there you go. And, you've completed an amazing podcast novel, which is more than an audiobook because it's a full cast. And that was Fetidus, which I absolutely loved.
Oh, thank you. Yes. I that was so fun to do. I loved every second of that. That was so much fun.
And did you win a Parsec for that? I know you were nominated.
I did. Yeah, I won two Parsec awards for that.
Oh, well, fiddle-dee-dee.
Fiddle-dee-dee. Yes.
And I do remember one party at Balticon where there were like sketches of something and you said, well, I didn't draw these because I can't draw. And I believe it was Scott Roche said, good, because if you added that talent to your cadre, we'd have to throw you out the window.
Oh, man. I can't draw. Yes, I can't draw and I cannot juggle. So everything else.
But with Fetidus, you did all of the music.
Yes.
You did voice acting. You did all of the editing. You wrote it. And then you got a lot of really great voices to act for you as well.
Yes. I did an audition and I, you know, reached out to the local community and tried to get some people, and some really talented, wonderful, fabulous people came on board. So yeah, it was an awesome ride. I loved it.
Yeah, it was pretty amazing. And we keep hearing murmurings about Fetidus too, but yeah.
Well, you know, no, I mean, I'm actually glad you brought that
up.
Oh,
good.
So, I actually wrote Fetidus too. And so a lot of things changed for me over the last couple of years. I actually haven't made an announcement. So this is kind of interesting. And I'm talking with you. This is breaking news. I'm gonna
have the exclusive.
So what I've been doing, so with Fetidus, I wrote Fetidus 2, and I'm super excited about it. I actually re-edited Fetidus 1 in manuscript form, but something kept on haunting me about it. And for a long time, I had always visualized it as in a visual medium. It was not going to be, you know, like podcast is great. I love the format. I love that. But it was always visual for me. So I ended up hiring an artist, doing concept art. So there, I've got tons of concept art. I've got Fetidus 2. I've got backstories. I've got this massive package. And I'm thinking, it's not really a podcast. It's a film.
Ooh.
And so I've been trying to restructure it as a film. But that realization, I mean, I could still conceivably do it as a podcast. But what happened was about a year and a half ago, I was diagnosed with cancer. And that just completely shook up my life. And that sort of put everything on hold. And then, as you know, we lost a dear friend.
Mm-hmm.
And he was actually going to be part of Fetidus 2. And so he and I, had talked about that. And that was going to be something really special. Not to bring up that stuff because it's I don't know if I'm really ready to talk about all that kind of stuff because it's so painful sometimes.
Yeah.
But you know. Mm-hmm. Better than anybody, really. Better than you know. There's this tiny community of people that knew him so intimately, and then a big community of people that knew him really closely as well. But they like knew what he was doing behind the scenes, what his dreams were, how he connected with the way he lifted people, the way he lifted his friends, the way he built people. And I not to turn it into that conversation, but so I was diagnosed with cancer. Around the same time that he was. And man, I didn't think we would go there. What are you doing?
I didn't do it. You did it. It's all you.
I'm sorry. All right. Well, anyway, so all right. That happened. And he didn't make it.
Yep.
And I made it. And I was really lucky. And I think about that just very, very often. And he's in my heart. And So it changed me. A lot of things changed in my life. A lot of things. Like I had to reboot my health, first of all, because I hadn't been taking care of myself. And so I had to really go deep inside and figure out, what am I going to do with this frail human body that I have, and turn, you know, and get the most out of it? Because I have a son that I want to be around here for. I have friends that I have these beautiful relationships with that I want to cherish. I have this beautiful life, and I gotta do what I'm supposed to do. I gotta take control of these dreams and own them. And sometimes I kind of hear his or feel his presence, you know, sort of inspiring me. And so I had to make some changes. So oh man, I'm so sorry, Nadia. This is going in a direction you probably did not anticipate.
I have observed that since this big life-changing event for you, you have definitely gotten more into movie making again, and you have become more creative and kind of doubled down on your creative projects.
Yeah, that's definitely true. I did a project for my son, which is an ongoing project, and that's called Dear Luke. And these are letters that I wrote to my son. And you can get that at dearluke.com. They're just messages from my heart to him as a dad. And then on the other side of the creative stuff that I wanted to do, I realized that all of these ideas I have swimming around in my head, they're visual ideas. And I have to turn them into movies is what I have to do. So Fetidus started transforming. I think it was really over the last couple of years, but especially because of the cancer stuff, Fetidus 2 is now a series of screenplays.
That's fantastic.
A screenplay is like 4 billion light years away from ever being turned into a film.
Oh, I know.
But, you know, it's like that's where I need to take it. And so
I can hope that it's not going to take 10 years like the poster over my shoulder.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. So 95ers, that film that my brother and I worked on, that took a really long time. And we don't want to take it that long. But, you know, sometimes these projects take weird paths through life. And life will tell you what it's going to do, sometimes without your, you know, without your permission. Like sometimes health sneaks up on you and you got to reboot things.
That it does.
But yeah, so my friend and I, another good friend of mine, a writer, his name is John Becker. He's a very, very talented filmmaker playwright. Jeez, I'm just lost my mind. He's a very talented playwright. So John Becker and I, we sat down and we decided to write a story together, see where it would go. And when we finished writing the screenplay, and he's such a great guy, it's such a great man. I'm thrilled to be working with him. We looked at each other and said, man, I want to see this movie. And yeah, I want to see this too. So we said, well, let's just make it. So we wrote this screenplay. It's actually a feature length film, and there are 6 parts to it, and we're making part 1, and it's called Thirst.
Ooh.
And it's a science fiction post-apocalyptic story. I mean, I'm involved with it, so it's going to be post-apocalyptic. What can I say? 95ers is post-apocalyptic. Fetidus is post-apocalyptic. Basically, everything I think of is basically post-apocalyptic. I can't help it.
Well, it's a lot more fun than like the humdrum normal life that we have now.
Man, I don't know what it is with me. One of these days I'll write a romantic comedy.
But yeah, but it'll be set in a post-apocalyptic world.
It'll probably be set in a post-apocalyptic world, yeah. But yeah, so that's what we're doing. So we wrote this screenplay and we're making this right now. So, but Fetidus, not to go off on this emotional and profound tangent of dreams and friends and passion and, Fetidus 2 is still there. It's massive. It's just huge now. It's so big and it's so complicated. There's so much content I have, and I haven't released it because it's part of a film package now. So at some point, if money ever goes through for anything like that, then it will be turned into something different. And hopefully I will be the one making that. So like this film I'm doing right now, Thirst, with my buddy John, is like one tiny little humble indie guerrilla step towards that big vision. So we'll see where it goes. But yeah, I'm working like crazy.
Well, that's, crazy stuff. That's really great to hear because you are so creative. It's good to have you back in the saddle, to have you creating, and to really put that stuff out there. While we may not get it in our ear holes right away, it means it's happening and things are going. And so that just makes me happy. And if you ever need to kickstart Fetidus, you know you've got a whole bunch of people who are willing to promote you and to back you and everything else.
That is awesome. No, I mean, the community, the podcasting community is... have some of the most beautiful people that I've ever met. I mean, it's just, you know it. Mm-hmm. You know them. They're like gold. Every single one of these people, their hearts are gold and they're beautiful people. They're interesting. They're talented. They're just so diverse and creative and insanely, crazily beautiful people. And it's just been an awesome privilege to know them. Like when I started doing my podcasting, you know, it was people like PG, like you, like, I mean, you just go down the whole list, T. Morris to Scott Sigler to all of these guys. I mean, all of these guys, these creatives that I listened to, that I enjoyed, you know, I mean, even your podcast, Beyond the Wall. I mean, mm-hmm. I know you guys, I don't know what the status of that one is. Are you guys still
doing that? It's still current. Yep. We continued it. It was basically he asked, please at least wrap up this season. But he definitely wanted us to continue. And after wrapping it up and doing the memorial, we felt we had to continue. And I'm really glad that we did because I don't think I could have lost the four of them in that intimate, even though I wouldn't have lost them, the four of us doing that show.
Right.
It's such an intimate setting and a closeness that I'm so thankful to have had this year.
Wow. I mean, that's what it is. I mean, it's those connections. I mean, that is why podcasting is so beautiful. And the friends connections that we're making through all of this, it's just,
it's golden.
It is. Yeah. I mean, I'm just so grateful. So I'm getting all emotional. What are you doing?
I know. Well, but it's good saying these things, you know, so many times we keep what we feel inside. And I remember my very first Balticon, you and I had chatted a little bit over Twitter and, I know I was in the garden room and you walked up and you're like, are you nutty? Oh, you're James. And from then on, we were just instantly friends. And I knew that you would always be my friend. And that is the kind of community that podcasting is. That's what the people who go to Balticon are. These people will be your friends for life. These people will be your family. And it's fantastic. I love it.
It is true. Yeah. 100,000% true.
So really, thank you for joining me today. Thank you for getting emotional with me today.
I'm sorry about that. Jeez.
That's okay. Man. It's all good. No apologies.
I got sucked in. I wasn't ready.
I know. Well, you just started talking and you went into a place you weren't expecting. And sometimes that happens. Can you tell people where they can find you on the internet?
Right. Okay. So jamesdurham.com. And I have to update that website. So now I feel I have a guilt complex going that I need to go do something with it. Then there's dearluke.com, which is where I have my letters to my son. And then there's the thirstfilmseries.com, which is where Thirst is going to be promoted. It's right now just a simple little placeholder. But those places. And those places, some information will be channeled about all these cool projects that we're doing.
Excellent. And there will be links in the show notes to all of this, including other projects that I can scrounge up. For instance, links to Fetidus, links to 95ers the movie, which, by the way, I'm pretty sure you can still buy, right?
You can still buy it, and it's on iTunes, and it's on, and it's awesome. It's in Japan, and it's in Europe.
Yes.
All over the place.
Thank you for joining me so much. This has been a blast. Stay cool, everyone. Bye.
Hello, Christopher. What insanity are you up to today?
Oh, hey, Lydia. I'm downloading some movies.
What? People are always telling me that's illegal.
Uh-uh, not these. They're all public domain. Oh, look, Rescue from Gilligan's Island.
Well, let me see what you're doing. Oh, you're at archive.org. Well, they have thousands of films, TV shows, commercials, radio shows, and books available.
Yeah, but there are so many. I wish there was a podcast or something that would discuss these things. You know, give us an idea of what's worth the time.
Christopher, there is. We do one.
Oh, that's right. we host Orphan Entertainment. Once a month, we pick something from archive.org and review and discuss it. That sure is nice of us.
Sure. Why don't you click over to orphan-entertainment.jonja.net and remind yourself a little more about the show.
Will do. So let's see. That's orphan-entertainment.jonja.net. Hey, can we review the Gilligan's Island movie sometime?
Mm-hmm. We'll see, Christopher. We'll see.
Nutty Bites is produced at Nimlas Studios. You can find us on the web at nimlasstudios.org. This work is created under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives 3.0 Unported International License. What that means is you can share it, you can send it to your friends, you just can't make any money off of it, you can't change it, and you have to link back to me, my site, and everything. You can comment and send feedback by going to nimlas.org/nuttybites. You can go to facebook.com/group/nuttybites. You can call the comment line by going to 347-NUTTY42, or you can find me on Twitter, you can search on Google+, you can search the web, you can find me everywhere.